Oh yeah, like maybe it's cold outside or whatever.
Yeah, they're gonna say, "Oh no,
that's enough."
It's crazy. So much is gonna be reshaped.
You talked about music. That's another one that went on there today. Went on the chopping block. Eminem.
Oh, Eminem got canceled.
Yeah,
he's getting canceled.
Well, he's getting thrown into the cancel culture because of his song with Rihanna, "Love the Way You Lie." There's like a lyric in there about something, and
something about gays or
no, it's something about like choking, tying you up or something like that. Yeah, like it's like holy shit, guys.
Well,
it's a song.
Yeah.
Like if like honestly, start looking at episodes of Family Guy.
You're gonna have to
cancel like that. They're gonna have
hold on. And you have to then go back and cancel. You have to cancel hip hop music.
Yep.
Which then cancels the current direction the world is heading.
Yep.
Or
I'll argue that hip-hop's probably the worst thing for this world. Just the culture.
Yeah,
the actual concept of hip-hop is pure in nature. Human beings,
yes,
since the whatever moment, has been corrupted.
Like the back
and
of the
we
day.
Corrupted it.
Was
it's
it?
Like a child.
Hip hop was good.
It was rebellious. It was edgy. It was cool.
But
and then now it's degrading.
Rap music.
No,
it's
just
gangster rap music is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And if you isolate that,
yeah,
right, you have
no, but
93 Till Infinity, which is a beautiful song, and you have Swallowed It by N.W.A. Two totally different songs, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'd Rather Fuck With You by N.W.A., but you have Passing Me by Farside, which is still... If you clump them in and go, that's hip hop. That's sort of like saying that's black people.
When black people
aren't even like, you can't go and go like that's you know.
Can't paint them the same brush.
We've already figured out where hip hop went wrong, and I kind of joked about it but that's exactly where hip hop took the wrong direction is when gangster rap became the thing and it became East versus West.
Yeah, but here's the thing: we stopped that. Are we now promoting cancel culture now? Are we just canceling?
No,
culture?
No, not at all. I mean, I don't care for what rap has become because it's just garbage.
I think that should be canceled first, if anything.
But
stuff on MTV or the music videos.
Like, there's waves with things, though. Like, that's the whole point.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, date back.
Yeah.
It's just, like, it's an interesting thing because, like, it's... Actually, like, if you want to look at this shit, this is human evolution. We wonder where the missing links and all of that stuff is. It's because we didn't have recorded history. Or we'd be able to look back and go, oh, this is how we got to here.
Yeah.
Right? That's how human beings are.
This is how we do it. Sorry.
Right? So, like, is gangster rap really the worst thing that's happened? Not really.
No.
Right? The white involvement in rap music might be the worst thing in that. Because we took it and we brought it here.
Yep.
Right? Like that's the whole thing. Like, and I've met people that have, like, actually, like, worked with Jerry Heller, right? Like, the guy that brought NWA to, like, the bigger market, right? Right? They end up, like, the Dr. Dre, Ice Cube, all of those guys really were going to keep it private and just to, like, the hood and whatnot, right? And because those were problems that they had there, right? And then white people were just like, oh, that's catchy, that's neat, and we can make a dime and a dollar.
I was
going to
say, they capitalized on it.
And exactly, right?
Yeah, but they wanted it too, right? The people wanted it. The kids wanted it.
Oh, yeah, no.
But that's because...
Where's it going to go now?
We wanted it because our parents didn't want it.
Yeah.
The whole MTV music video stuff, you know, killing the radio, and then... But radio killed something else. Like, if radio didn't come along, we would still be going...
Yeah.
Yeah,
and that would be music, and that would be neat, but that's, like, as far as we'd get.
Yeah.
But radio came along, right? And then someone discovered the fact that, like, if you put all of these things together, you can snap photos. And then people were just like, hey, I wonder.
That social media is killing
regular
media.
Do you know why 24 frames a second is 24 frames a second? Because they were at a horse race, and they were wondering whether or not a horse has all four up at the same time. And so they snapped. And they got it, and at 24 frames, you could actually see all of them lift up off there as it was running,
that's
right?
Cool.
And that's how it just propagated. And then, like, sound came through, like, a discovery as well, right? So, like, all of these things build on each other. So now you take it and you fast forward it to 2007, when like so much changed. T-Pain introduced people to auto-tune. Right?
Yeah.
Lil Wayne became the biggest icon in rap music.
Yeah.
Right? And Soulja Boy showed every single human being that if you put out something catchy and dumb on the internet,
you can get noticed. Yeah, that changed it quite a bit. Yeah, everything became that way. Yeah.
Things became cheaper. You got
trending.
Recording.
Start trending, yeah.
But you could get recording stuff at such a cheap price that every single person could do it.
Yeah.
Now, you have these kids that are 8 years old when they were 23 when they first got their hands on it before doing stuff.
Yeah.
So when they're 23, they already have 15 years experience.
Yeah,
we're talking about 7 years of fun and 7 years of mastery plus one additional year, something like that. Like, it's ridiculous of like how... So I'm meeting these kids that are creating amazing beats. I guarantee you the music that I listened to today, the remixes and whatnot, are all by younger kids.
Mm.
They're not by older adults. But the thing is, because everyone can do it, it's oversaturated.
Mm-hmm.
It just and so you have to legitimately
cut
through the bush to find what is actually good.
Hmm.
So it comes down to self discovery. Always.
Yeah, but
I think you would understand that too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now what's the next day? Where's the headed? You know? My point was all this stuff is just.
Human beings are headed as a choice. Human beings are directly headed in a choice. We either head towards a renaissance, or we head towards our own destruction. One of the two. And the other thing is that we may actually think one's a renaissance. If we go to a technological renaissance, that is our own destruction. If we go to a peaceful, you know, everyone, including machines, including these things, deserve to have some sort of, like,
have their place.
Honor,
yep.
Right, and whatnot, respect, you know. The word's failing me, but you know what I mean?
I know you.
That's where we're heading. And if we head in that direction, we'll see a different world.
Yep, I hope we do. That article that you from the 2017 channeling thing, that was very.
Did you read the whole thing?
The whole thing.
But
I was like,
What were other things you picked up from it?
The number 85. I don't know what that has to do with it. She said that afterwards or whatever.
What are these numbers that channel certain things?
No, dude. So he was talking about the last time he came on for a podcast about this, that QHHT,
that's
the
right.
Quantum hyper, what?
It's quantum healing. QHHT, right? Quantum healing hypnosis technique.
Hypnosis, not hyper. Anyways, it's a channeling way of doing things. I would assume that's how the Galactic Federation emails and articles are written. But it was in
August 2017.
So Trump had been in charge for 8 months or so at that point, and a lot of shit had happened. That we had no idea about had happened at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And the conversation was about that, and basically, like you said, we're going to go down
one of two
paths. One involving nuclear war.
One involves everyone going in one direction, one involves a split.
Yeah.
Some people go this way, some people go that way. And it's the Earth splitting in half, basically.
Yeah.
This is what Ascension people don't quite get is because we're such time beings, like thought and movable energy, right? That's what we're so conditioned to be, that in those other dimensions where that's not necessarily important, one, more than likely, we're already there.
Yeah.
We're experiencing something that we here aren't aware of, right?
Mm-hmm.
But two, when you finally feel like you get there, who's to say that everyone isn't there already? And that's just how it works, right?
Yeah.
Like, those people who need extra healing will get that healing, but it's going to be no delay to you or anybody else that chooses to go that doesn't need that extensive of a healing.
Yeah.
It's
just
going to
be your individual
like
path.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it'll just align like that.
Yeah.
So... You know, because again, that's, you know, like quantum physics, no time and space, everything's in the now. And then once I work with my wands, I'll photographs. But now I don't even do, I can do without it too. I still like the photographs because somehow it gives me some kind of still attachment. But I just started to do it. Just write the person's information, email address, phone number, and I have a list of questions. I have one piece of paper with the list of questions that I might address in my typical analysis. Mm-hmm. Put two slips in the wants, and boom. Okay, so I do based on strength from 1 to 10.
Yeah.
Then I do the distance thing. And I see confirmation. So with this one project I'm on, she's gonna email me photographs of her, and I'm gonna test points on her body based on that. And if I can get confirmation, I just wanted confirmation. I already know it's true.
Yeah,
sure. I already know it works.
Well, it helps you, right? Like it gives that extra layer,
exactly.
Just of
that makes you stronger for the insight. It's not just maybe. Yes, it's there. So now you know you go. Everything is consciousness,
mm-hmm.
And that's like I don't even know.
But like we, but that's the whole thing. So like if you look at it like a video game, right? So like you know we can go down the route of sim theory and all of that. But if you actually just think video game or you think TV show or whatever it is, and you think of a screen like this, every single thing is actually at the front. And through highlights and shadows and shading and other things, it looks dimensional. But it's all up at the front. Which means that right now, all of you guys are as close or as far away as I want to make it. Right? In that sense. Like, my eye, like right in the middle that's projecting all of this, is creating those highlights and shadows. But legitimately, in quote, reality, you guys would be like, here.
So space doesn't make
time
sense,
and space are things that we experience while we're here.
Quantum entanglements. You know, it's funny too because I got in the conversation. Well, I very foolishly, someone posted about EMF protection. Well, I wouldn't say foolishly. I just knew going into it. I'm like, fuck, should I even bother putting the website for Symmetry Science down? Because their EMF protection is quite expensive, so people see the price tag before they even think about doing any sort of research on it and stuff. And there's some people that came in there and just thought that they're just trolled it. I'm like, yeah. Someone's like, oh, there's nothing in modern physics that like this makes sense with. I'm like, yeah, that's because quantum physics is fucking changing modern physics.
Because those who are working
daily
bit in the field, well, they don't quite understand what it is.
Yeah.
he's like, oh, there's a difference between quantum physics and quantum woo, and I'm like, oh, fuck.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Because, like, this is what people don't quite get, right? Quantum physics means that you can go and look at shit 20 years ago and understand it on a completely different level. You can understand that. Like, I read, okay, so have you ever heard of a book called Generations? Generations is about America and how every 20 years, right, things basically corkscrew in that sense where, like, an event will happen here and then 80 years will pass and then similar event will happen. And then you can map it that way. And, like, we do the same thing. So you're saying 85. You look at 1985. What was the state of America in 1985? You just got out of one president and you got into another. Who was that president?
It was Reagan. And then
Reagan.
Was
what was Reagan? What was Reagan before he was a president?
He was an actor.
He was an actor.
Yeah.
Fast forward 20 years. You get to, right, what, 2004?
2005,
right?
Yeah.
Right, you fast forward again another 20 and you get to 2025.
Yeah.
Right? So that would be a date that I would look at as significance of either, you know, Orange Man coming back into business or something else transpiring.
So I like to work with that. Okay, with my wants, you might have said this before.
Mm-hmm.
4 years, well, 4.5 years ago, before Trump was elected.
Yeah.
Okay? I just did this again.
It's fun.
But with the wants,
yeah.
I probably had 100 people over time from March until before the election. And I got them asked the question, is Trump going to win? Is Hillary going to win? They're like, whatever, right? And it was Trump, almost like 100%.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have this other one on video, 3 days before this last election, mm-hmm. how I changed it. You know what, I'm not, because the mind can filter into this. So, I write the names of Trump, Biden, Kamala Harris, fold it up, the paper, and I have just a couple of people.
Mm-hmm.
Is this person going to win? It took the paper, it came on, Biden and Kamala Harris. Or
mm-hmm.
Like, we're sitting there like, wow. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get my guy because he recorded it on his phone back 4+ years ago.
Yeah.
One time we did it in the park. We were just laughing. The people were not even Trump fans that came out. This is no way he's going to win. This is not possible. Right? But that was an experiment and did it twice. I told my guys, I want to put that back in the video. We're going to do the interview. Just this last segment we had before that. Because this is again with how I want. But I've done also some work on the markets. Okay.
Hmm.
So just this last week I did a little bit of work and just using candlestick card charts and pointing out that I can feel the energies. 5 minute, 15 minute, 30 minute
mm-hmm.
charts, but on the I can feel the energy pulsing as the candlestick goes up and down, right? And so it's okay. What I've done also a few times, not 100% on it, but just been a couple times on maybe 3 different parts of the market. Okay, today, this is okay. So like right now, this is what the chart showed. Take the cursor, just keep on moving. My wants move into the future.
Hmm.
Okay. Now it's understanding and honing in. I know what I do with the body. I'm right on, because that's where I've been focused. This area is something new,
mm-hmm.
okay? But I can feel it, and maybe I can get myself tuned to it,
mm-hmm.
that we can become more accurate into whatever it is, right?
I think doing that same experiment with somebody else, they wouldn't get as accurate as you would,
mm-hmm.
right? Because I think, one, your imagination is on point with, like, where you need to be connected to. So, and then you're super grounded to the planet, right? And my theory is that consciousness comes up from it. We are the planet in, like, cellular form, right? Just like the body is, like, the finger is the finger, and it's individual in all of these guys, but still the hand, the arm, the body, right? And we separated at the feet. But if you continue down, I think we actually connect to that thing. And I think you connect to the planet really well. And that's what you're reading off of, is your connection to the planet. It's showing you these things, right? Yeah, that's my understanding of that, right? Which is really good.
So maybe just from a point as experimenting
mm-hmm.
down the line, we can create some ideas as we want to see where 2025 is going to be.
Oh, that would be interesting. That'd
be interesting, you know.
I'm in.
Very.
So, because I've had occasions, like, okay, I got this couple. They were my clients, and they were trying to have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
She's like 40-ish, he's like in his 50s. Okay, she's Chinese, and here she is in the middle, like a summer. She's wearing winter clothing. That's how cold she is. So you figured, okay, that body's got to be the incubator. So in my own mind,
yeah,
I said, no way this is going to happen, okay? But they went in vitro, they spent so much money to make this happen. Well, she eventually did get pregnant. So then they wanted to know, boy or girl. I said, it's going to be a girl. She had the baby, it was a girl. So that's kind of like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Can that happen every time? I don't know.
Was that with the, yeah, that's
really yeah, cool. Yeah, no, that was like, you know, another. There's been a couple of other incidents like, or events like that,
mm-hmm.
that I knew. So I did another thing. I worked with my friend who bought a pair of wands, and he's a gold miner, right? He works, goes up to the Yukon. He's going to leave in sometime April, goes up to the Yukon. He's got a quarantine, start working on the grounds there. He runs an excavator machine, but he has a couple of topographical maps where there's been some gold claims and so on.
Okay.
Yeah. We've kind of, you know, as you move, for example, through the different levels, the wants are moving. I got
to would you be little able little. So you could survey the grounds with that too then?
I believe yes. I've done a lot
so
of work on that.
Is that like, do you think that the wands are like the equivalent to like, remember like when they used to like rain dance and like do those and get guided and whatnot? Do you think that they could be like a compass in that way?
Yeah. I really like, I don't even know how far or what is all possible, but
yeah.
I always think from that possibility.
Yeah.
So, well, let's try it.
Why not?
Exactly. And then that's what I'm open to. And then I feel like as I was doing with the charts that, yeah, there's something to it. And and we did on a couple back last summer. I did on a couple of it with somebody else. We looked at a couple of charts and we called some of the numbers, and I hit it right on.
That's crazy.
We're just sort of like, oh yeah, let's experiment.
Oh my God, you disrupt people's relationships. Oh God, is this person right for me? Well, let's see. No, sorry. No matter how much you feel about this person, you can go down that
yeah,
path,
no,
100%. But it's not going to be good for you.
And how to take that even? Okay,
yeah.
For some people.
That's like delivering
kind of like
bad news.
It could be. It could be a photograph, right? So
yeah.
You really want to know and you want to be cautious in the relationship because they can be good or they can be bad.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't even have to know who that person is. You can just have a photograph or whatever.
That's right.
You can do the same thing. Just have their full name, phone number, whatever, let's say email address. All you have, that's that person. Yeah, that's because everything is information.
Yeah.
Right? So you just...
Because like the thing... So those things... Right, are more than likely going to be something that people will be like this at some point, where people will just have it, right? And then, because this will become something cheaper, like as technology comes down, these things trickle, right? So like, I could see that being some sort of like very small little thing of going like, as you know, one side scary being inside of you, and then two, like as an augmented situation, right? Of just like in your palms, just going like, is this good for me or not,
mm-hmm.
right? But, like, do you think human beings would be able to get to a point where, like, did you ever see Spaceballs?
Yeah.
Okay, so Spaceballs is a tape, like, a spoof on, Star Wars, but, like, space movies.
Okay.
In general. And in it, they call this thing called the Schwartz, which is the Force, right?
Okay.
And they all believe that it is from, like, a ring, right? And so at some point he loses his ring, so he can't use his lightsaber to battle. That's what it looked like. It's a laser that comes out and it looks like a lightsaber, right? And then his mentor basically connects with him and says, the ring is a joke. It was really like, it's you all along.
Right, right.
And it's kind of the same thing as like Wizard of Oz,
yes.
Right? Like, you know, like she could have gone home anytime. She just had to believe she could go home.
Right.
Right, and so like, do you think at some point human beings will get outside of like the external stuff that gives us the proof that we need because that's what we know, and go internally and trust our intuition to go, because like I wonder if like the wands allow me to understand what you already know, right?
Yeah,
like,
and it's exactly the wands has been the tool.
Yeah,
like I said, I've learned more through that. Going out.
Yeah.
You know, so right now I'm connected. This is like what I've been doing is I'm working off, say, photographs too.
Yeah.
In my mind, it came, I can do this long distance. So I started doing it off photographs. And I know I've done it with photographs and done it with the person. It's just like I'm getting, so I know I got confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm taking the next step. I can just take the person's name, have his email address, phone number, now because that's information directly linked with that person. Because
it's personal.
Yeah, it's personal.
It has
energy. And I just can ask the questions. Like, what's a digestion? How strong is it out of 10? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
That's
seven.
Right.
The wands go, okay, it's below 7, so it's kind of like a 6, 6.5, something like that. So it just attach a value of 6.
That's interesting.
And, yeah. And I do it with a whole bunch of things, and then I can also do, okay.
Because it's energy, right?
It's energy, yeah. It's
so like,
and it's
so like I do the swabs. Right, and put it in, and all I see in this reality is me putting two things into a tube, right? But if we could see it all, more than likely that I would do that, and like you would see the swabs glowing, the same as like what I am, and then it would go in there. But your color would be different because we have different energy, no matter what, wherever.
Yeah.
That would go in, and I would see you walking away with those energy things going. And the moment that they're outside of my field, they don't have that anymore. Right? Is that kind of like...
Yeah, well, number one thing, I take it from the aspect that when you put the saliva on, mm-hmm. it could be hair, it could be nails, it could be skin, it could be a signature.
That's right.
Okay? It's your stored energy from you, right? And it's just like everything.
I'm transferring my energy to it.
Into that, puts it in.
Okay.
And I think even it's a helpful tool because of where our belief systems are. If I was just doing nothing and just taking it, right. For most people, it would be just so far out. At least I'm using tangible things,
mm-hmm.
hair, nails, skin, saliva, whatever, because people know this is how the crime scenes, they're looking for the person's DNA. The DNA gets that specific person's frequency, okay? So it's kind of, yeah, stay, because I got to work with that person.
Oh my God, lineups would be amazing. Is it this, everybody right now, just you got to just sign this piece of paper, put your name on this piece of paper, and then you just collect it, and then you put it in there. Was it you? No. Was it you? No. Was it you? Oh my God, dude, this thing's here.
Yeah, it's
how did you get into it?
Oh, we just, I have
do you
no
have
idea.
That? How did you guys talk about that?
Mush.
How he got into it? Like how
we
like,
tried to,
yeah, like
we
when
tried
you got
to a little bit.
We'll do it in the next round.
Yeah. That's going to be an exciting
story. Well, the good thing is, too, with Anchor, Zoom, we can do all of this remotely too.
Yeah.
The purpose was for you to come in and actually see the equipment. It's always good to catch up in person.
Yeah, yeah.
And you got to see some of Mike's gear. So you got to see the...
Well, yeah. So
but you know what? I don't mind from time to time coming out here because
no,
I think that when we do this sort of talking, it's like having
the energy
a
is just...
It's definitely a better... It's a better energy transfer when it's in person. 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, we know that we could still get the energy transfer remotely.
It's just not the...
If we wanted to do this more regularly is what I was saying.
It's good to sit, drink your water or whatever and relax.
It's good to chill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, I was just thinking about this thing about the wands. You were saying it was used to detect water before.
Well, people do what they call water dowsing. I mean,
is that the one with the two sticks and then
yeah,
that thing?
That's what I
was
talking about.
Yeah.
The rain.
Some guys are very good. And not only did they use it to detect water, but some people were going actually... You know, for minerals, for mining, and stuff.
Yeah, for oil. I wonder if you can do an oil analysis.
But like to me, like where I was trying to get to with that is, I almost wonder because we're so conditioned that those people had to say like that stick meant nothing.
Yes, sir.
They could have just been like, "Follow me."
Yes, that's right.
This is where it is.
Yeah,
and they wouldn't believe him. So he has
to
do this performance because we are so conditioned that we need it. So like for in my thing. Right, like to respect and whatnot, those wands are necessary, right? Because it allows me physical representation of what you're capable of understanding. Right, then the wands help you, but I actually think that you have that capability of just going like, where's this person's aura, where's this person's thing? And you would be able to walk, and then stop and be like, this is the end of you. And someone would be like, no, don't believe you. So you have to show them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And even, you see, it's like I go through these stages where it's like I'm being upgraded and I know what's happening because I still, to some degree, use this rational mind, right? So it's still, that still wants to
continue. It still wants to stay.
Yeah,
and,
that's a good point, rational
it's okay,
mind.
Okay, you know,
yeah.
But I see that every so often, and sometimes it happens fast,
mm-hmm.
and you know, these different stages. I just wake up or I'm driving along, you gotta do this. Yeah, right. And, you know, you get that knowingness. That knowingness you get from here, not from here. You get from here. This is just an idea, but all of a sudden it resonates
so
in here.
And you pass that around because it's perfect time for that just to come up in my feed.
I love that picture too.
That picture, that meme is just one of the best.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Because that's one of the things, is you think, oh yeah, no, I've got them all figured out, then your spirit's like, gotcha, bitch.
That's a good Dave Chappelle.
Oh yeah.
Gotcha,
bitch. Unity.
On these subjects, it's hard to, I know there are people out there,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of the people that I work on, they... what I do with the therapies and all that, they're more older people often, I get some younger people too, but nobody that can have like a good conversation with like this, right?
Yep.
People are very limited, or maybe even they're scared or whatever.
But I will say this. That group of people is growing rapidly, and that's what I mean about the quickening. These are the only types of conversations I really have anymore.
Yeah.
I get to the point where, like, I talk to normal people, I'm like,
it's draining.
I'm like, oh my god, hold on, let me turn my consciousness off. And that's not to say like, oh, you know, like I'm here and you're there and I mean, it is like that, but I mean, it's not a good or bad thing. It just is. It just is. I'm finding that I'm getting a lot of little reminders from my past, people coming up from my past, and they're kind of pissing me off a little bit sometimes, but it's like, that was your past.
Yeah.
That's a reflection of your past.
Right.
You know, recognize it, learn from it, and take it for what it is.
Now, when you say your past, do you mean their past, or do you mean like
my past?
Yeah, right. Because that matters too, right? Always reflecting in, right? Like always going like we can blame the outside world for everything, but like I like this is the conversation that my daily conversation with myself is this, I. Have enough resources. I know that I'm going to be able to eat today and tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I know that I'm going to be okay. I know that all of these things are in place. So why am I still worrying about stuff?
You worry about stuff?
All the time. No, I don't. My body does because I trained it so much to be in that state that it's taking it this long to just understand it doesn't need to anymore. Wow. Like we're talking about like think caveman time and just being like I'm gonna get eaten right, that's where it is, like it's so like it's and
your worry is deep seated,
it is right, so
you I've seem been, like a person that doesn't care about anything, just like or doesn't stress about anything,
yeah, like but
that was almost not like, care about you it, look yeah. like a person
seem like you a
look
person
like some, you look like someone that doesn't care,
because he's so laid back and everything is, you know, it's so chill. I'm like, I think if you worried about stuff, you'd be like, I should get a job, I should have my education going.
But that's your worries.
About the future.
That's your worries. So
that's what most people worry about. You know,
I know,
that's
but I don't worry about
it. I better get a business.
Those aren't my worries. Like my worry was like, when did I have to put Buddy down?
Mm-hmm.
And then when am I going to get past that?
It's interesting. I think we're like,
I don't worry about the money, the resources, that.
Mm-hmm.
Those will always be there. I know that they exist somewhere.
So you have your worries are not about survival or the future. There's your day to day. Like you get upset about the small little things.
Because like the picture's already settled.
Like the not getting the microphones or whatever like that. But that's not it.
Yeah, it's like adding additional pieces to the puzzle.
Yeah.
Right. That's my concern. Did I get enough pieces today?
Yeah.
Did I do enough of this? Did I connect with enough people? Did I? That.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, so like, I never worried about getting a job. I was going to get one if I needed one. I know how to survive.
No, you're content. Like, you've got it.
I'm good.
You're in a good space, so.
but that contention can also lead to stagnation.
I was just going to say laziness or stagnation.
Well,
apathy.
I think you need that.
Like, other things where, like, I have all of these great ideas. Like, you're talking about Wonder Tree. So I figured out, I met a guy on Clubhouse. You'd be great on Clubhouse. People would love you. Like, I'll talk it around because, like, the people that, like, these conversations, that's all I have if I want them. Right? I do go into, like, the dumb, ignorant stuff, too, because, like, it's fun sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, we're on point. And my three pillars for Wonder Tree is to explore. I think this is why we're on this planet. To explore, to create, and to rest. And if that's your life, and you can repeat that for as long as possible.
That's pretty cool. Explore, create, learn something new.
That's right. So in exploration, there's experimentation.
Create
there's,
something new.
There's learning. There's, you know, even, like, if you break it apart, there's lore. There's, like, building that story and whatnot. And then you have your adventure. Then you create out of that. And then once you're done creating, which is exhausting, you rest. And I think it's as above, so below. So I think the big thing in the sky does the same thing, and that's why we come here. Right? If you think of the universe as this thing that's going on forever, right? Your computer can't stay on forever. It'll die. Right? And if the computer goes, so does everything else. At least for temporary, until something else can overtake it. So we're the same way. You can't always be, like, you can't always be healing people. You can't always be writing. You have to, like, not you, but, like, anyone. Like, you can't always be working. You can't always be this. You can't. You have to vary it out. So that's what I work on. But, yeah, no, I do worry.
You do, eh?
Yeah. I worry if... Okay, so get this. The Peace Arch used to be open.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Your phone was going off earlier, yeah.
Right, the Peace Arch used to be open
in the car
for
too, actually.
The what?
The car, bro. Yeah. Do we do it 2 hours already?
Oh, no, it's 1 hour on this side.
Oh, shit.
Oh, this side's 1 hour, yeah. But.
The other side isn't?
The other side's 2 hours.
Oh, okay.
But of course, then there's a parking lot there, which is free all day, which is right.
Right.
We always park over here.
So, but yeah, real quick. So, there used to be a park.
Yeah.
And people used to be able to go and visit their family that lived on the other side. Canadians complained.
Why?
Because that's what Canadians do.
Well, what was the complaint?
I have no clue, but that's the official reasoning for that park to be closed now.
Weird.
So now I can't go see my mom and give her a hug on my birthday. I can't do any of that shit. Because she's over there and we're over here. And people are worried about money and all of these things when they can't understand that we've created imaginary lines in the sand saying that this is Canada and that's America.
Oh, I see.
Right? Huh. We have done that. All of us have participated in
wow,
that.
It's 4:15, eh?
Yeah, time goes back. Here quickly.
Really it's good. A vortex.
Yeah, sometimes we're sitting here, we're like, what the heck? The whole day just went by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very true.
It's good to sometimes just do. Not to worry about time. It is what it is.
Yeah.
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 Let it flow.
It's going to use your one, two.
Literally.
I just thought you'd relax and like.
Well, I'm.
Well, here's the thing, right? Like most people. Here's the thing. You got to worry about your essentials, right? Your shelter, your food.
I have all of that.
That's the thing. You've already taken care of. Most people are always worried about that. Yeah. I'm always thinking about that because I have to take care
of
my people.
You have to provide for a bunch of people, not just yourself.
Yeah, so
I only have to worry about me.
About you, yeah.
Now imagine you as in just a single dude.
Oh, yeah.
No kids.
Dude, carefree.
Right?
Like, I live
but you would still have some sort of worries. You would still have... There would still...
My worries...
Because I think that's just also human nature. It drives us forward and it pushes us. I dwell on the dumb shit. When I could be using all of that energy over here and working on shit, which is what I've been pushing my focus towards, is not... Like, my bigger worry is holding on to people in my life instead of just, like, flowing with it.
Building the... Yeah, those bonds and relationships, long-term connections and...
Right.
All that stuff will come. That's the thing. I think people are... You know, you get with a group of people, everybody rises together, right? Like... When I find something, I'm going to help my friends, people around me.
Was that me?
Well,
no, I couldn't.
No,
hold on.
That's
I'll participate.
You
saw
your light. You have to widen this end?
Yeah.
I see your lights.
Yeah, I just honk for them, too.
That's why I come in here.
3D world.
No, oh, fine. Seriously.
Holy.
We come in here. And
wow,
we
I just snapped
warp,
out of that.
Warp. Yeah.
Well, we come in. We, that, and the... That's some, like, MK Ultra shit that'll do it, too. You'll be, you'll be all chill... and all of a sudden some fucking garbage energy all over the place. Like, oh yeah, fuck, we're still here.
I forgot.
So what's your phone number, Mike?
Here, I'll text you again.
Okay.
Yeah, I texted someone that has